Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kyoto Eagle Advocates President Sheila Horace. When did the group, the advocates group, start?
They started, it would have been a year ago last July. We're almost to our second year. We started because there's a lot of dissension in the community over the school election and whether or not to merge, and just a lot of political things in the school, and there was rumors and people getting angry. And so I said, you know, we just need somebody to filter this information, make sure that what's out there is the truth. And that's kind of how we started. And then we kind of evolved into being a support group for the school as a K-12 school. Our purpose is to kind of keep the community informed of school issues, to promote the school and the many successes that they've had, and also we try to keep them informed of important legislation.
What has the group, if you could share what kinds of things that the advocates have done over the past about year that you guys have been working together?
We decided that we did a lot of researching and trying to determine just what we were going to do. And one of the things that we did was we had a man who had, well, it was Joel Pedersen from Cardinal, that it has been very successful in improving his school's reputation and improving the school in general. And we had him come and talk to us. He had made a YouTube video, and it's called We Are Cardinal. And they just did some phenomenal things with making the school a happier place, having positive attitude, positive environment. And so we had him come and talk to us. And then we had another man from Sports Graphics that does school logos and so forth. So he came, and the one thing that they said was, we have a beautiful campus, we have a beautiful school, but our lounge, which is the first thing you see when you walk into the high school, was an eyesore, and it had 350 lockers in it that were all beaten up and broken. They were 50 years old. They were original with the school. The whole area was just not very eye-appealing. So we decided that was probably one of the areas we were going to try to improve the appearance of this area, and that this is going to be our first project. So we started fundraising, and we knew it was going to take a lot of money because it's very expensive. Before that, we did a big, massive window graphic that said Kyoto Eagles, and it's very colorful and eye-catching. So we did that first, and then we started on the lounge, thinking that maybe we were only going to be able to do it in phases. We've been very fortunate. We've had some very tremendously dedicated people, and we've done numerous fundraisers and have raised enough money to do the whole lounge. We've started on it now. We've already got the lockers torn out and new lockers and new flooring ordered and new furniture being reviewed. So we're excited. It's going to be really nice. And I think it's going to be something that not only the kids can use, but also the adults. You know, they can have meetings there. They can gather there at school events. You know, it's a very large area. So, and I think it's going to be very appealing. It's going to be very pretty. So,
Of course, you got $10,000 from the Riverboat Foundation.
Right.
And then I wonder, how else has the fundraising gone for this project?
Well, we got $10,000 from them. The Keokuk County Community Endowment Fund gave us $4,500. We do the tour of homes at Christmas, and we had a big holiday market this year at Christmas. We sold Casey's cards. We sold greenery. And then we also had one of our last fundraisers was we had a fish fry on Good Friday. We served 400 people. So we've had a couple of memorials, one memorial for sure, and from the Kenny Brenneman family. And then we had Monsanto does community grants. A couple in Kyoto won the Monsanto grant and dedicated it to us for our lounge project, and that was $2,500. So that's how we got our money.
Are you still doing fundraising for this project?
Well, I think that we probably are very close to having enough money for this project, but we'll be doing another project. We've got a couple in mind and haven't really decided which one we're going to pick. We're hoping to just enhance the appearance of the school and make it something that, you know, the kids can be really proud of.
When will the new lockers and the flooring be installed? Sometime this summer?
We're hoping by middle of July. Volunteers are doing the work. Two of our alumni are interior designers, and that's Marjorie and Bernadette Conrad. That's not their married names, but they designed the area for us. And then their brother, Andy Conrad, is the project manager.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kyoto Eagle Advocates President Sheila Horace. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.